Hi, welcome to Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Andy Robbins. Normally, you would have heard Rebecca Thiel introducing that, but today is a special day for several reasons. One is, this is the last Arts and More, and the main reason for that is that I'm very sad to say that Rebecca is leaving us, but for a wonderful opportunity, which we'll talk about in just a minute. This means that Rebecca is in the unusual position of being the guest on her own show.
Hi, guys.
So, Rebecca, what is in the future for you?
I am going to be the new environment and energy statewide reporter for Indiana Public Media. That's primarily based in Bloomington, Indiana, but I'll be sharing stories all over the state. So I'm pretty excited. I'll be doing radio and TV, so I haven't done TV in a while, so that'll be something new.
So environmental reporting, of course, is not new for you. Those who only hear you on Arts and More may not know this, but environmental reporting is really your passion, so this must be a very exciting time for you.
Yeah, that was becoming an environmental reporter was really what I intended to be when I graduated college. And of course, that was an interesting time to graduate. You know, I didn't see a whole lot of jobs that interested me at the time, except for this one. This one I was very interested in, and so I applied, and here I am. And of course, I have an interest in the arts. I always have. And my aunt is an artist in Topeka, Kansas. My brother is a musician. I have a lot of connections to the arts, but yes, environmental reporting was really what I had set out to do in the first place, and I'm glad that I could do that here as well.
Now, when you came to us 6 years ago, it has been a wonderful 6 years with you here at WMUK. What was that like coming to Kalamazoo from a much, much larger place, in your case, St. Louis?
Well, I had spent a lot of time in Columbia, Missouri, which is actually a bit smaller than Kalamazoo, and that is where I spent most of my radio career until coming here. So I was kind of used to that in that respect. I wasn't prepared for the weather. I don't think even telling me to bring my snow boots really prepared me for quite how much snow and winter weather I would have to work around. But it's also very beautiful, and you know, I got to do a lot of different things that I never would have done otherwise, like watch people ice fish or go and ride along with a sled dog team.
What were some of your favorite arts and cultural stories that you did for Arts More over the last 6 years?
That's kind of like choosing children, but I really enjoyed the audio postcard that I did on the Juvenile Homes Book Club. If you don't know, an audio postcard is basically where you take your clips of audio and you kind of string them together. So it almost sounds like the reporter isn't even there, as if you're just kind of walking along and being in the story.
Then a stranger, a handsome, well-dressed stranger, offers Diamond the opportunity she's always dreamed of. And Diamond makes a decision that will change her life and the lives of everyone in her town forever.
What they read about are very often young people who have the same circumstances they have. And so they may begin to share their personal stories. But they also understand that somebody else has gone through this. Somebody else made it through, came out better at the end. And that, I think, has a big impact on them.
"You don't talk about my mother," he hissed. A surge of rage and sour coursed through him. His mother had died less than a year before.
My name is Peter Holtz. I'm the director at the Kalamazoo County Juvenile Home. A lot of our kids will come in at a third grade reading level or lower. So to get those kids that are not comfortable reading in front of the group to actually, by the end of the book club, be willing and feel comfortable enough with everybody there, including Marge and Leslie, to read in front of everybody is huge.
Nancy Camden, who was a freelancer with us many years ago, really refueled my interest in that kind of work. And I really enjoyed the subject, which was this girls' book club inside the juvenile home here in Kalamazoo, and how that helped them work through some issues that they were having.
How do you think Kalamazoo and, you know, by extension, Southwest Michigan stacks up in the area of our arts and culture? It is a region of relatively small towns. Kalamazoo is a medium-sized city. What do you think? I mean, are we doing pretty well?
I think that everybody knows the answer to that question. Yes, we're doing extremely well. Again, you know, I had been in Columbia, Missouri for a time, which is, you know, about the same size, a little bit smaller city. It doesn't have the culture that we have here. You know, you can't just walk outside your door and go to a different concert every night, see a different gallery, maybe catch a dance performance once or twice a month. You know, that's not something that I see in other towns of this size.
Other aspects of the arts in Southwest Michigan that you think deserve more attention?
I think that film, local film, is an area that I've tried to cover as best as I could. But I think that that is maybe a little bit of an insular community. And if not an insular community, just a group of people who are very busy. So I feel like I never really connected with as many local filmmakers as what I would have liked. Though certainly we have the Teen Filmmaker Festival every year, North by Midwest. KIA now has their own local film series, which has really helped me out a lot to connect with those local filmmakers. But yeah, I think that that's one area that maybe I would have delved into more.
And for those filmmakers out there listening, please get in touch with us, because although Arts and More may be going away, WMUK's commitment to covering arts and culture is not. And that will definitely be continuing. After you move south to Indiana, what do you think you're going to miss the most about here, Kalamazoo?
Craft beer.
The craft beer scene in Indiana is not as extensive as it is here, apparently.
Well, there are certainly some craft breweries. Three Floyds is very famous, of course, and Upland is the one that is in Bloomington. But, you know, I think that coming here and the fact that craft beer is such a part of living in Kalamazoo, not like you can't enjoy other beverages or just not drink, but it is a big part of the culture, I think. And Kalamazoo has, I think, one of the largest breweries per capita that I've seen of a city this size.
Yeah, it is a major part of the, perhaps not the arts scene, but of the cultural scene of Southwest Michigan, and not just in Kalamazoo. Well, Rebecca, as I said, it's been a wonderful 6 years. We certainly wish we could keep you for another six or even longer, but you will be moving on to a wonderful opportunity. And we here at WMUK envy our colleagues at Indiana Public Media because they're getting a wonderful reporter. Thanks so much for everything you have done for WMUK and its listeners.
Well, thank you, Andy. It's been a pleasure working for this station.
I'm Andy Robbins, and this is the last Arts and More on WMUK. But stay with WMUK and WMUK.org for continuing coverage of arts and culture in Southwest Michigan. Thanks for listening.